A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Lamed Zayin. Baba Basra 37a, pagination is 73. We're starting from the fifth line at the two dots with a case that a person who is the original owner sold parts of his field to two different people. He identified that the trees are sold to one person, and he identified that the land is being sold to somebody else. Now, certainly, these two people can coexist. The land has its uses. There were different things that were planted in between trees in order to utilize the space. And the trees themselves, certainly we understand, they have their fruit, and they can also be owned by somebody. The question that we're going to confront is the interaction between the two, namely, what happens when a tree has to be uprooted or withers away? Can it be replaced? In other words, does the owner of the trees have enough ownership in the land, lita acherim tachtehen, to be able to plant something else in its place? Or does he merely get the tree as long as it lasts? Says the Gemara. Zehichzik be'ilanos v'zehichzik be'karka. As we mentioned, Rashbam learns that this is not a case of chazaka, of ownership 3 years. It's a case where they bought it, and each one has what he's entitled to. Amarav Zavid, Zekana ilanos v'zekana karka. Indeed, one has the trees and one has the land, and they don't interact in that dynamic level, in that when the tree withers out, he's not able to plant in its place because he has no connection to the land per se, just enough to sustain his trees while they're still standing. Maskiflo Rav Papa objected. He said, Imkein ein lo labali lanos bekarka klum. If indeed the owner of the trees has nothing in the land, lema le balkarka labal ilanos, let the person of the land tell the person of the trees, akor ilanech shkol vizil, get your trees out of here. And Rashbam learns, certainly the question is not at the time that the trees are standing, because he bought trees, and if you uproot them, they're gone. What he means is, once they wither, and he wants to take them out and replace them, he should not be able to. And that's indeed what Rav Zvid holds. But Rav Papa found that so objectionable. Ella Amar Rav Papa said, Zekana ilanos v'chatzi karka. This one has the ilanos, the trees, and part of the land, enough to be able to replant. V'zekana chatzi karka, and the other one owns the land to that extent that he owns the land, but he can't stop the person of the trees from replanting. So far, in this first piece of Gemara, we have a question: if two people bought from one person, and the way we're dividing the trees and the land is between the two buyers, we have Rav Zvid who's saying there's no right to replant, and we have Rav Papa who's saying certainly there is a right to replant. We continue with a case of a person himself, the original owner, who's selling something. In one case, he's selling the land. In the other case, he's selling the trees. And the thing that he's not selling, he's retaining for himself. So in the first case, we were dealing with two people became partners. They are both buyers from the original owner. In these next two cases, the original owner is the partner with the buyer. In one case, he's selling the land to the buyer and he's retaining the trees. In the next case, he's selling the trees and he's retaining the land. And again, we want to know, is there rights to replant? Says the Gemara, four lines up from the bottom. Pshita, it's clear to us. Mocha karka v'shaya rilanos, if a person sells land and retains trees for himself, yeshlo karka, he certainly has enough land to be able to replant the trees. Va'afilu l'Rabbi Akiva. This is true even according to Rabbi Akiva de Omar, and we're bringing in another ruling of Rabbi Akiva on how it would interact with this question. The ruling of Rabbi Akiva was mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. A person sells with generosity. And that's in general how we paskin, that a person sells with generosity. The example was gabe bor, a water pit, where the seller sold everything and retained the pit for himself. And the ruling there was, according to Rabbi Akiva, v'ayin yofa mocher, he was so generous with his sale that he didn't even retain rights of passage to his water pit. And he's going to have to rent out from the buyer rights of access to his water pit. That's how generous he was in the sale. But that's only true, de lo mikche shu ba'ara, because the pit does not ruin the land, and therefore he didn't bother retaining anything at all except for the pit itself. Aval ilanos, but trees have an interesting interaction with the land. De kamikche shu ba'ara, because by definition they damage the land. The roots are going all over in the land. They stop the plow from going. He knows that he's going to have issues with the buyer of the land when he retains the trees for himself if he doesn't retain the trees for himself with certain land rights. And therefore, even though Rabbi Akiva holds by a pit of water, he's ba'ayin yafa mocher, he sells generously and didn't even leave himself rights of access. But when it comes to trees, a person's much more cautious because he knows he's finished if he doesn't retain rights in the land of some level. Shiyure shayir, he certainly retains rights. Those rights are just basic so that the roots shouldn't be claimed to be an infringement on the land use. And therefore, he also is going to have replanting rights. De'ilo shayir, because if he doesn't retain some rights in the land, the person literally is going to tell him, take your tree and get out of here. You're damaging the land that I bought from you. And therefore, in this case, where he sold land and retained trees, it's definite that he has replanting rights, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that normally a person is generous. Over here, he certainly retained those rights. Another case. Machar ilanos v'shayir karka. The flip side. He sold trees and he retained the land. Says the Gemara, plukta de Rabbi Akiva v'rabbanon. That will be a case where Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon will argue. L'Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, that we just explained, the Omar Mocher, Ba'ayin Yofa Mocher, that he's generous when he sells, Islay, certainly the buyer has rights to replant. He bought trees, and when you sell trees with generosity, you're selling them with enough land rights that the guy is able to replant them. L'Rabbanon, but according to the other opinion, that a person is mocha ba'ayin ra'a, he's stingy as he sells, lesle, those extra rights of replanting were not given to him. The Gemara analyzes this even according to our original presentation of the rulings of Rav Zavid and Rav Papa, that Rav Zavid said there's no replanting rights when you have two buyers, one of trees, one of land. And Rav Papa said, certainly there is replanting rights. L'Rabbi Akiva islay, according to Rabbi Akiva, in this case, when he sold only the trees, the tree buyer does have replanting rights. Afilu l'Rav Zavid. Even according to Rav Zavid, the Omar Einlo, that in a case of two buyers from one seller, he said, you don't have replanting rights. Hani mili gabe shnei l'kuchos, that's because there were two buyers. The omalei, because there's an argument, ki heched l'didei les l'ilanos, just like I have nothing in your trees, l'didoch nami les l'ch b'karka, you should have nothing in my land. You bought the trees, I bought the land. And that was Rav Zavid's ruling. Aval hacha, but a person over here who's selling trees, mocha ba'ayin yofa mocher, he sells with generosity. L'Rabbanan lesle. According to the Rabbanan, we're saying that when he sells just ilanos, there are no replanting rights. Va'afilu l'Rav Papa, even according to Rav Papa, who said, the Omar, yeshlo, when there are two buyers coming in, there certainly are replanting rights. Hani mili gabe shnei l'kuchos. That's by two buyers, the Omalei, because he says, ki eched l'didach zavim ba'ayin yofe. He argues, just like to you, the seller sold with generosity. So he also sold to me with generosity. And a person is not going to infringe on the rights of the buyer of the trees to save, to protect the buyer of the land. The seller has nothing to do with these two buyers, and he's going to be fair with both of them. Aval hacha, but over here, if you rule like the Rabbana, that a person is mocha ba'ayin ra'a mocher, then indeed, when he sells the trees, he's only selling it for the trees, and he's not selling it with replanting rights. Again, as I mentioned, in general, we're focused on the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher, the seller sells with generosity, and there would be replanting rights. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.